the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad you could be with us here. It's 3:08 as we get underway here and get ready to go on a fantastic week. You know what? All week long, the Tigers are playing evening games.
And we get to be here all week then.
All week long. See, there's some people right now going, oh, no! No, it's true. It's true. We're actually here all week long and enjoying some time together. By we, I mean, of course, myself. I mean you that are listening. And because we have to have him along as well, we have...
Michael Loudon.
Yeah, he's got to be here. I think he's chained himself to the chair over there. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, he's here, and we got to put up with him. See, and the weird part about it is he's so cheerful.
All the time.
So very cheerful. So it's just, you think, wow, what a nice guy. And then he takes over my phones and won't let me talk to you. So here's the deal. We've got lots of stuff going on today. Of course, it being a Monday, we're not going to talk about the fact that it is Monday too awful much. But we'll give you a treat of some movie tickets. Brand new movie coming out this weekend. It is a sequel to a movie that was based on an old TV series. Well, old in your mind anyway. I can remember when the series was on television. Of course, the series was 21 Jump Street. They came up with 21 Jump Street, the movie. Well, this weekend, 22 Jump Street hits theaters. Yeah, the sequel for the original movie. Anyway, we got a couple of tickets for it so that you could see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. We're giving them away, not right now.
Oh, thank goodness.
See, one of these days, we're just going to do it off the top of the show so that you're scrambling over there. Nevertheless, it won't be today. So I guess we've already guaranteed he's going to be ready. So whenever he is actually ready and I decide to give these tickets away, chances are you're going to have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. It's just... that's the way things work around here, I guess. So that's coming up a little bit later. Also, you know, it was a tough call today on the video of the day, but that's why there's two of them. And there are also two of them because, you know what, if you are a pet owner, a lover of all things animal, I guess, you're going to enjoy the videos for today because we all remember, I think it was last year when the Sad Cat Diary came out on video, you know, the whole thing about the cat that was just convinced he was going to die and life is horrible and all that. Well, that's one of the videos, and we put it there because it's sort of reminiscent of what today's video is like. This one is just, over the weekend, has just exploded onto the internet. Chances are you've probably heard about it anyway, called Dear Kitten. And it's in that same vein as the Sad Cat Diary, but there's a twist on it. It is, in fact, a quote-unquote advertisement, but it's pretty well veiled in there, I guess, and towards the end, so you get to enjoy most of it. And so I'd love to have you check it out. So check it out, WKZO.com. And I say it's an ad, but it's not an ad I'm actually making any money off of either. Neither is the station. So we're just telling you about it, basically. So check it out, WKZO.com, in the blog section, also posted at our Facebook site. So you can check it out there as well. And you could like us if you haven't done that already. Well, several things to talk about. Apparently, immigration in the news again. You've heard some of that on the news. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Also, outside spending in the campaign for Senate in the state of Michigan has been an issue because there's been a lot of it. One candidate loves it, one candidate doesn't love it, and yet there's spending going on for both of them. We'll talk about it a little bit later. It's interesting. I don't know. So we'll talk about it here in a little bit. But an interesting story has come out today that I wanted to chat with you a little bit about. Because, you know, the Affordable Care Act, we've talked about it on this program over and over again, and all the different things that were supposed to take place under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as whatever you want to call it. Basically, different things that were supposed to take place. One of the things that was supposed to take place, because people were getting health insurance, and they were going to be able to you know, there was more people who were going to qualify for Medicaid and things like that. That meant less pressure on emergency rooms. Less pressure and, you know, it was going to be easier. Waiting times were going to be less. It was just going to be a wonderful place. I mean, you know, you've heard all the stories about how we were going to be in a new healthcare utopia. Now, we come to this point where under the Affordable Care Act, more and more patients are going to the ER. Now, that's one thing that as we've talked about this, people have said, well, you know what? People, you know, that aren't insured, they just go to the emergency room. They know they can do that. And you know, well, they if we pay for them, they're going to go to the doctor and they're not going to be there. Well, guess what? The Affordable Care Act took effect really in January. And hospitals have seen a 12% spike in the number of patients going to emergency rooms. It's just the opposite of what many people expected because, you know, we're going to make sure that people have better access to doctors. Now, you end up with a surge of people going to emergency rooms. They're citing many reasons. They're saying, well, there's been a shortage of primary care doctors. Well, too few to handle all the newly insured patients. And some doctors won't accept Medicaid, surprise, surprise, because guess what? They don't get paid enough to be able to function under that. And the other thing that experts are saying is, well, poor people often can't take time from work when most primary care offices are open. And ERs operate around the clock and must at least stabilize patients. And patients who have been uninsured for years don't have regular doctors. And, well, they're accustomed to using the ER, even though it's much more expensive. It comes down to the whole thing of, and that particular line I found interesting. They're accustomed to using the ERs, even though it's much more expensive. Why do they use the ER, even if it's more expensive? Because it's not their money. And I think that's the big problem. I mean, we talk about health insurance and healthcare and how it's getting so expensive. And I think the one thing that has not been mentioned in all of this is that it's not your money. It's not your money. And that's, I think, the biggest problem in the middle of all of this. Is, well, you know, you feel like, well, you know, I pay for insurance, I paid for this and did this and that, and, well, yeah, it's, you know, they're paying for it. I'm not paying for this. Not my money, but it is. And in this case, with Medicaid patients, it's not their money. The government's taking care of it. Oh, yeah, government insurance, all right, we'll take care of it. We'll just go over here where it's convenient. And then we end up with what we have. More people going to ERs than what we're supposed to. You think about this. Patients going to ERs, even though they were supposed to be able to go to a regular doctor's office. And this is just one of the many things that we've heard about the Affordable Care Act. And we keep hearing stories about, we heard stories a few months ago about, you know, premiums were going to be going up by large percentages. You were going to see some areas doubling the premium that people were going to pay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the full name of this was the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. How does it protect patients and make things more affordable if people are going to the most expensive healthcare there is, really? And prices are going to go up on things. How does that make it more affordable? How does that protect patients? How does that do any of that stuff? You know, that's, I think, the big problem when you put some sort of a government system in there. The idea, well, you know, government is still going to do good. It's going to do good. It's going to help people. Well, that's wonderful, but how is it really helpful to people? How is it really helpful to people if the government is there causing things to be more expensive? I answer the question for you. It doesn't. Now, I think, and feel free to chime in as well if you'd like, because, you know, we see this is just another example, I believe, of how this isn't doing what it was designed to do. Now, like I said, if you'd like to chime in, 382-4280 is the phone number, 877-382-4280. Also, 803-73, you can text us and be a part of the program that way as well. I think, though, you know, and we've talked about so many things, and we've talked about, you know, and here's the thing. If you're talking about at the end of the year, you're going to end up with more employers that are having to provide health care for people and, well, you know, the employer mandate and all of that stuff. You're going to see even more people in these exchanges. You're going to see even more problems. You're going to see people that were dropped by plans that they wanted to keep. People having to hunt for new doctors because they don't have the plan that they had anymore. Again and again and again, these things line up. And I just, the big question that I have is, how is this supposed to make it better? How is it supposed to make it better when things continue to do what they weren't supposed to do? ERs were supposed to be, oh, it's going to be easier on them. They're only going to see emergency things because, well, more people will be covered. But these more people that are covered are being covered by Medicaid. And let's face it, if you're on Medicaid, it's not your money. You're not going to worry about saving money. You're just going to go wherever it's convenient. Well, it's convenient for me to hit the ER. It's what we've always done. We'll do it again. You end up waiting in line. And ultimately, is that a good thing? I wouldn't think so. I think ultimately it is just, it is that thing that it continues to remind me every time we get one of these stories. And it's here again. We're getting a story that says, well, yeah, you remember all that stuff that you were told about Obamacare? Not really. Not really. That's not really the way it's going to end up. Yeah, okay, there are some people that are getting free health care that weren't getting it before. But you know what? They're being covered by us. And that's going to mean higher costs. Get emergency rooms that are stacked with all these people. Guess what? They're going to have to add on. They're going to have some more doctors in there. They're going to have some more care and that kind of thing. And I think that the big thing that has been ignored, too, is if there is a shortage in primary care physicians, that's something that needs to be addressed. Not this old idea of, well, we need to make sure that more people get coverage. And so that, you know what? We're going to force people to get coverage. That'll make sure more people get coverage. Even if they can't afford it, we'll give it to them. And they won't go to the emergency room, even though it's not their money, and they'll go wherever it's more convenient. I think that's the big thing here. And we need to address, we really need to address how all this is supposed to work the right way. And it's something that we just haven't done and apparently aren't willing to do because, well, you know, we're not willing to repeal and replace here. Can't do that. I mean, it's working. No, it's not working. Something else needs to be done. Love to get your thoughts on this as we continue forward. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Degrees. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the Jeremy Lawrence Show and 590 WKZO. Glad that you could take the time to be with us. Well, if you are a baseball fanatic, I'm kind of excited about this. This is coming up on Friday, believe it or not. But I am excited about this, and I got a copy of this book today. I've been flipping through it a little bit. We're going to have an author in on Friday that is all about some of these things that we have always wanted to do, which is take one of those tour of the ballparks.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has been able to do this, and it's obvious just by his writing. He's been to ballparks all over the Midwest, and he's going to talk to us about it. The experience at various ballparks, what it's like, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, it's all in his brand new book. We're going to talk to him on Friday about it. I've just been having some fun flipping through this thing. And, you know, you'll learn about everything from Comerica Park in Detroit to some of the small little parks, including ours right here in Kalamazoo.
Oh, wow.
It's in there. It's got a very brief entry, but it's in there. So there's lots of good stuff in there. A lot of the Midwest League ballparks as well, if you're into minor league ball. Lots of good stuff in there. I have to admit, I mean, I read some of his material in there on Ohio ballparks, specifically because I'm a Reds fan, and I will admit that. But specifically Great American Ballpark, and he takes them to task on some things. And I have to admit, I can't disagree. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to that on Friday, but I've been having fun flipping through that. It just showed up in the mail today, so I'm having fun getting ready for the interview, as it were. But that's something, I mean, we've all wanted to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's one of those things where I kind of think, wow, wouldn't that be cool to go somewhere and just, you know, for like 7 or 8 days, go to like 6 or 7 different ballparks, take in a game.
You know, I thought about that a couple of years ago when I was on vacation, just going around to one ballpark each day. But it never materialized.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, the funny thing is, you could actually do that around here. You know, go to some minor league parks; they're not too far away. And then, of course, you got Chicago, you got Detroit. Some great stuff, I tell you. So, I'm looking forward to talking about it. Now, here a little bit later on in the program. First of all, we are going to keep you up on the weather, so you know just exactly when you can start to expect maybe just a little rain in the forecast. It is in the forecast. I see it here in front of me. So you'll have to see for yourself when that is. And we're going to be talking with Bob Larson about that sometime here in the next about 10 or 12 minutes. Also, wanted to talk a little bit about the Senate campaign, because if you've kept an eye on this at all, if you've kept an eye on the Senate, you know that there's a lot of money coming in from various outside groups. People telling you how Gary Peters has voted on Obamacare, and there's been people that have told you that, you know, Terry Lynn Land is against women and whatever else. I mean, these groups come through, and, you know, I've gotten the mailings myself that just, you know, say, well, make sure you tell Congressman Peters how much you don't like his vote. And it says nothing about don't vote for the guy. It just says, make sure you tell him how evil that was. You know, I mean, they make it look like that death is coming, you know. And the interesting thing is the amount of money spent on that and what the campaigns believe about this. One side is like, oh, yeah, I kind of hate that. I hate that that happens. The other side is, bring it on. We love hearing a lot of voices in these campaigns. Makes a lot of sense. However, for both campaigns, they're still there. You haven't heard the call to say, oh, let's just stop this from happening or do what we can to just, you know, minimize this as much as possible. Because I think if a candidate came along and said, you know what, I don't want to see that sort of thing, I think there is some power there. They're going to be able to at least say, look, I don't like that. I disavow it, and I don't want to see it. And if both candidates did it, well, then you probably wouldn't see it. But we're going to dig into this a little bit further, get your opinion on it as well. Are you tired of the campaign for Senate before it's even started? I'm starting to wonder that one myself. 382-4280 is the local number, 877-382-4280, 803-73 if you want to text us as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. 82 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. Going to be talking weather here in just a little bit as we hear from someone with AccuWeather. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to a little bit from now, we're going to be talking about the funding that has gone into the campaign for Senate. The candidates think a little differently on it. And we'll tell you exactly what they think, what's coming in, that kind of thing. Get your thoughts on it. I mean, I guess the bottom line is with all of that, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but are we getting sick of the race for Senate before it's even really got underway? We'll talk about it here in a little bit, though. Right now, though, I'm sure you're wondering what your week is going to look like. We got through the weekend. Gorgeous weekend. Gorgeous weather all the way around. Great chance to be out and enjoy. But what about this week? Now that we're digging into it, what does it look like? Well, I'll tell you what. I know a guy that knows, and his name is Dave Samuel. He's with AccuWeather. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Happy Monday to you.
Hey, happy Monday to you, too.
All right. So we got through the weekend. It was absolutely gorgeous. I'll just give you credit for it because you're here. But
I'll take it, I guess.
But looking ahead to this week, are we looking at more of the same? Are we going to get some rain coming? What's going on?
Yeah, we do have some rain in the forecast. So obviously today sure turned out like a nice day similar to the weekend. But we do have some rain coming in. A slow-moving storm is going to bring periods of rain tomorrow, right in the day Wednesday, it looks like. So we can get through tomorrow and Wednesday. I think the rest of the week I will be mostly rain-free for us.
Okay. So we are looking at some pretty nice conditions today and tonight and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Bob Larson usually prepares a word for us. Have you prepared a word for today?
Yeah, I sure did. I'm going with blue. Hey, you got the blue sky out there today, a big blue country with Michigan and everything, and also you know, that beautiful Lake Michigan water. A lot of the lakes around Michigan are looking beautiful, and I'm also tying this into a vacation I planned. I'm heading up to beautiful Lake Leland all here after I get off the air with you guys. So looking forward to that nice blue crystal clear lake up there. So
there you go. All right. Blue
That's
is
what I'm
good.
Going with.
Blue is good. That sounds good to me. So later in the week, it's returned to what we're seeing today or something like it?
Yeah, it looks like it. It will be a little cooler, I guess. Thursday, though, a warm day, a dry day, but then a front comes through Thursday night, and it will be pretty cool on Friday, but this will be high pressure moving in behind this front on Friday, so we'll have a nice stretch of dry weather, it looks like, after this front comes through. So basically, this coming weekend will likely be a repeat of what we just saw.
I don't think you're going to hear a complaint from anybody on that.
Good.
Yeah. At all.
I love it, too. Looking forward to it. I can't wait.
All right. Well, you know what? Dave, have some good time at the lake, and we'll talk later, I'm sure.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Dave Samuel there with AccuWeather, getting us up to date. Which, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't know. We spent a lot of time outside this weekend because it was a great time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get that same opportunity next weekend, even better.
Yeah, we'll take a repeat of that weekend anytime.
Anytime at all. Well, how about a repeat of winning?
Oh, yes. I like winning.
Winning is nice. Winning is good. And I would like people to be able to win something right now.
Okay.
Let's see. What do we have sitting around here? Paperclip. Ink pen.
Gatorade.
Okay. Used Gatorade. That's good. Yeah. All right. How about some movie tickets? I do happen to have these lying around.
That sounds better.
All right. All right. Instead of the half-drank Gatorade that's sitting on Michael's side of the glass, we're going to give you a couple of tickets to the movies, which are on my side of the glass. See, there's better stuff over here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But so here's the deal. It's to 22 Jump Street, sequel to the first one, 21 Jump Street. And this is going to be at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great place to see movies. Great place to eat, too. I tell you, you can't miss all the way around. And I tell you what, I would like to give these tickets to someone who calls in. And I'm guessing you're ready over there. So, all right.
Yep.
All right. So here's the deal. Here's the phone numbers. 382-4280 is the local number. If you're just outside the local area and you go, I can't call. Yes, you can. 877-382-4280. And you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael has apparently a limitless supply of.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Michael, with your question.
This one's going to be pretty easy because I'm going to drop hints in it.
Of course.
All right. So 21 Jump Street used to be a TV show before they turned it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the show aired in the late 80s and early 90s. There's a hint already.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 year the TV show 21 Jump Street was originally on.
1 year.
Just give me 1 year it was originally on.
Not going to go for who was in it or anything like that.
No.
Just 1 year that it was on.
Yep.
Okay. If you can manage to come up with that in that huge hint that Michael's just given you, give us a call. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and you get an opportunity to win a couple of tickets to go see 22 Jump Street. Headed for theaters this Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about the Senate campaign as we continue ahead. Make sure you keep it right here on The Jeremy Lawrence Show and 590 WKZO. '83 in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence here on 590 WKZO. Just a little bit ago, we had the opportunity to give away some movie tickets. And it's if you could come up with the ridiculously easy answer to the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael came up with, apparently off the top of his head, because he has, well, so little time to be able to come up with it. So basically, if people are just joining us, or they just could not come up with the answer to the trivia question, what was the question and answer?
The question was, just give me 1 year that the TV show 21 Jump Street originally aired.
Okay.
And our winner was Rich from Vicksburg, and he gave me the year 1990, and the show was originally on from 87 to 91.
Okay. All right. So any one of those years would have been the correct answer there. So congrats to you on that one, and you get to enjoy a movie on us at Celebration Cinema in Portage this weekend, because this one opens up Friday. So a couple of tickets to go see something brand new. Who wouldn't want that? All right. Well, they're hoping to actually punch their ticket to the Senate. These two, we're talking about Gary Peters, who is running on the Democratic side, and on the Republican side, former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, that is former Michigan Secretary of State. The interesting thing about it is, while they've definitely been raising money for themselves, and they have, definitely, there are also groups out there that are raising money and spending money as well to try and influence the campaign. Americans for Prosperity is one of them, has spent $3.5 million attacking Gary Peters, mainly for Obamacare. We've seen those ads. And the Senate Majority PAC has spent $1.5 million on ads against Terry Lynn Lands. All of that according to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Now, they're not necessarily, they can't coordinate with the campaign about the ads, so the ads are just kind of whatever people think that they ought to be. And the question is, what do the candidates think about this? They're both getting money spent on them. In fact, it's been difficult to find a campaign ad in the middle of all of these things that are from the actual campaign. I've seen, one from Terry Lynn Land. It's the one where she sat there not talking for part of it. The one that was called, Really? And for Gary Peters, I know I've seen one. I can't place in my mind what I've seen other than, you know, hey, hi, I'm wonderful, vote for me, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember he had his family in it.
Something. Yeah. It's just, it was warm. It was smarmy. It was what it was. I mean, you expect that out of a political campaign, to be able to say, look at our wonderful person here. Oh, boy, they're for family. They're for this. Because you know there are going to be PACs and different things out there that are going to say they're evil and they like to kick puppies and take candy from small children. How could we vote for them? You know, and it's out there. You hear it. Every campaign, mostly from the opposite campaign, but you hear it more and more from these PACs that are spending money saying, Gary Peters voted for Obamacare. tell him how much you didn't like it. Or Terry Lynn Land isn't for women. She supports this and this. Give her a call and tell her how much you dislike it. And this is what we get. Now, Gary Peters, when asked about this, he says, you know what? I think there's way too much money in politics. He says he doesn't. He says when you have so much money coming in from outside groups, he says, I think it drowns out the message of the individual campaigns, which is very important. I want to make sure folks are listening to the candidates directly. This is about Bishop Ganders representing them in Washington. Terry Lynn Land, on the other hand, talks about how, you know what? It's the American way. It's what's great about our country is everyone gets to have a voice. They can talk about the issues that are important to them. As candidates, we need to talk about the issues that are important to the voters, and that's what we're doing. Now, the interesting thing about it, Terry Lynn Land's for it, which is not a big surprise because she's had an awful lot of spending that's gone on around her. Gary Peters is against it, but there's also groups spending money on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain if he ends up being elected senator from this state, he will quietly be going, thank you, thank you, psh, thank you, psh, don't say anything, psh, thank you.
Yeah, he's not going to deny that money that's coming in.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to sit there and go, you know what, no, let's not have that. No, yeah, because he's going to need some help on that, yeah, and you know that. The other part of it that's interesting is that you've got a situation where, you know, he's saying, well, you know, they don't hear the message from the campaign. But the message from the campaign, if you listen to it, is almost worse than what the PACs are doing right now, because what they tend to do is they want to raise money, and so they send the message out there, well, the Koch brothers are doing this, and the Koch brothers are doing, how dare we have them involved? And they're sitting here blaming the Koch brothers for every little problem in America and saying, well, they're what's wrong with. No, you know what? What I want from both campaigns, and both campaigns are guilty of this, so I will spread it equally here. Tell me what you stand for. Tell me where you stand on the issues. Let's talk. If you want to talk about climate change, sure. Tell us where you stand. You want to talk about minimum wage? Absolutely. Tell us where you stand. You want to talk about any, I mean, throw any issue out there. Tell us where you stand. That's what I want. And I want to see a real debate on the issues instead of, well, she said this, or, well, he said that, or, well, look at those evil Koch brothers. Look at what they're doing. Really? You know what? Let's just have a campaign. Because it's things like these that I think are going to make people sick of the campaign altogether. And are going to make people go, if only there was someone that I could vote for who wasn't one of these two. But you know that's what, I mean, you get into a campaign like this, and I've seen it in campaigns where the two sides go at each other enough that you've got so much dirt out there and so much ridiculousness that voters are going, I'd rather not vote. And that's not fun. That's not where we need to be on this. We need to be able to listen to the two candidates, listen to where they stand on issues, and figure out based on the issues and where they stand, well, you know what? This is how thus and such stands on this particular issue. I agree with them, but I agree with the other candidate on this. So let's look at a third issue, and we'll look at, okay, well, that the original candidate I agree with there, so well, I guess I'm leaning more that direction. That's what we need out of this, instead of all of the finger-pointing and, he voted for Obamacare. Oh, yeah, well, she's against women. Well, oh, yeah, well, you know, the Koch brothers are standing with her, and it doesn't do anything except get all of us really annoyed.
And then we don't want to go out and exercise our right to vote because mm-hmm. we're so annoyed.
Mm-hmm. So you hear this from the campaigns. They're saying, well, I hate all this excess money on the outside. Well, I like it. Well, okay, great. And I understand that you're, and it's funny because, you know, some of, they're trying to raise money based off of, we don't like these outside campaigns, but they're more than happy to accept the money from some of these. And it's not necessarily accepting the money. It's just like, oh, well, they're saying something about the, well, I can't control that. It's not my campaign. Gosh, sorry. Wish they weren't there, but oops, I guess they're there.
I can't do anything about that.
Oh, well, if I only had more money. You know, this is what we face in the Senate campaign. And it's amazing to me. We're not even through the month of June. And you get to this point where you go, really? Good grief. 382-4280 is our phone number locally. If you would like to call us toll-free, you could do so as well at 877-382-4280. You can also text us. You can also text us and share your insights that way, 80373, and you can be a part of the program that way. As you know, we do share texts as time goes along. All right, head to the phones right now and chat with Doug in Kalamazoo. Hi, Doug. Happy Monday to you. Well,
hey, how are you doing, Jeremy?
Monday, anyway. We're not going to talk about it much.
So. I hear you on that. Well, I agree with pretty much everything you're saying, you know. Way they keep twisting lies around, you know, when they say this person did that, and then they said, well, no, I didn't. That other person says that. Everybody just wants to shut them out and just vote party lines and let it lie that way and not really vote on what the person's really saying. I hear that a lot with a lot of the people I work with.
Well, and when you hear some of this stuff about, well, you know, he's evil and horrible and voted Obamacare and all that stuff, or, well, you know, she's evil and awful and evicted these people from a trailer park. I mean, it gets so old because these are not necessarily the things that we're voting on right now.
Well, the other thing I see, too, is that, well, he did this, and the other person says, no, I didn't. Well, where's the truth at it? One of them's lying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think the thing that bothers me, and I wish, you know, and maybe this is an indictment of the media in general, but I wish in the media we had somebody that would point out, hey, here's the truth about this. And it's difficult to find that because, I mean, you know, look back to the last presidential campaign. The, you know, Truth Bureau of this, that, or the other would put out messages, but it was based on their view of the truth.
Yeah,
rather than what the actual truth is.
Exactly. They want to bend it to what favors each one. Well, the truth is the truth. If it lies with you, it lies with you. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Oh, absolutely. Doug, I appreciate your phone call today. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And you know, I think there's part of the key, too, is that having some sort of truth within your campaign, too. How refreshing would it be? And I'm not pointing at any specific candidate at this point. But how refreshing would it be if a candidate came out and said, you know what, I'm going to tell you the truth on everything I say.
That would be really refreshing.
I mean, think about this. I stand for this on this particular issue. I stand against this on this particular issue. Here's why on both of them. And lay it out. And you know what? If you agree with them, vote for them. If you disagree, don't vote for them.
But at least you can say, hey, they're telling the truth.
But I think that's the key. And it's not going to happen at this point.
Unfortunately not.
Be nice to see, but what are we going to get? It's an election. We gotta go, gotta go. Where we gonna
go? Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.